Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and joining us is Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, as he does each Tuesday. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start in Mechanicville, but this has to do with brown water pouring out of the taps.
That's right, and the residents in this small Saratoga County city seem to be reaching their boiling points because the State Department of Health has ordered a boil water notice for residents in Mechanicville. That's been going on since August 2nd. The public water supply has been cloudy and discolored since June, and there's no clear end in sight. Mechanicville Mayor Dennis Baker says he's been told by the health department that boil water advisory could last another week, but they're not promising anything. And the problem, according to the Department of Health, is something called turbidity. It occurs when rain comes down heavily and stirs up all the sediment in the water supply. In this case, it's a spring-fed reservoir in Mechanicville. It causes cloudiness and discoloration. So as a precaution, for now, they're saying you should boil your water before drinking it, at least until the turbidity level goes down. According to our story by our reporter Wendy Libertor today, residents are losing patience, not just the length of the boil water notice, it's how it's being handled. They say that they haven't been informed enough by the city. The mayor says they have a website and they try to get the word out. They urge people to sign up for the reverse 911 registration so they can get alerts.
From brown water to job creators that never show up.
Yeah, today we take a look at an Arizona tech spinoff company that was planning to move the manufacturing operation to the Capital Region. 3 years later, we're still waiting. That in a 2014 video that was used to promote Governor Andrew Cuomo's Startup New York campaign, the Arizona business owner, Greg Hyland, sounded almost giddy at the prospect of settling down in the Empire State. And he talked about how Startup New York offers a 10-year tax holiday to certain new businesses that move into New York State or existing businesses that expand. That year, Governor Cuomo included a mention of this move by his company called Valtech in his State of the State address. But in a recent interview, the owner of the company says that there's no set date when he and his 25 employees will move to New York State. It's not just the taxes, it's the cost of health care and workers' comp that are said to be keeping people from making the big move.
I wonder how much the investigations into some of the Startup New York projects are affecting that decision.
That's certainly part of it.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us for more. TimesUnion.com, or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.